Peppa Pig would say, you got enough muddy puddles. Yeah, she knows, see? She knows about Peppa Pig. I'm about Peppa Pigged and SpongeBobbed and cartooned out, so. No Paw Patrol either. No. Mm. Tom and Jerry's good, Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
that, now we're talking.
Yeah, you can preach. That'll preach.
That'll preach. not tonight it won't, but it would. I know they're working on making the sound team work a little hard tonight. I should have already texted the music tonight, but you know how it goes. I was driving. Sandy didn't have her glasses, and she couldn't see to find what to text for sure, so I didn't ask. Sunday was the first time y'all ever seen her wear glasses, right? She don't wear them unless she has to read. So it's I got mine on. So, well, hadn't the women knocked it out of the park lately? Oh my gosh, ladies, y'all have not done a number. It has been good. Lord, give me a word Sunday after the sermon and all the praying was over, before Marsha got up, and I didn't know quite how to take it, but because I thought we were doing better than that. But God said, y'all have finally stepped out of the kiddie pool.
Wow.
I'm like, whew. I was like, okay, God, I thought we was at least in above ground 4 foot. He didn't respond to that, so. He did say that we had stepped out of the kiddie pool and was on our way. I'm like, yeah, that's where we want to be. We want to see miracles every day.
Yes.
We want to walk in miracles. We want to talk in miracles. We want to see the things of God. We do, no doubt about it. Anybody know what's happening Sunday? What we do?
Spring forward.
Spring forward, right. Yeah, not back. Bring spring back. I agree. Now we spring forward. Don't forget, because if you show up at 10:30, it'll be 11:30. You'll be late. We had a lady one time, bless her heart, was at a church, I think I was youth pastor then. She showed up at 12 o'clock for her baptizing. She was supposed to have been there way earlier. And she showed up for 12 o'clock at her for her baptizing, and, well, it was already done, and everybody was leaving. And I don't remember. Do you? Did we baptize her or not that day? Didn't we go ahead and baptize her? She did. She left the state the next day. I'm like, wow. So if you come late to church and we're done, don't leave the state. Try it again next time. But she really did. She packed up that Tuesday. She's gone. I think it was the day or two after. I thought maybe the next day. The next morning, she packed up and moved out of Mississippi. Long story. Anyway, God's good. So don't forget to spring forward. This Sunday is special offering day. So we get to give twice. Get to, right? We don't have to. We get to. Well, I was thinking about sowing today. When you sow into ministries and that are carrying the gospel all over the world, we receive that back. We receive that reward too, because we're partnered. And I was thinking about partnership today and how that we're partnered with Tracy and Lori and Harvest International and the miracles. Anybody watch the Miracle Weekend? Oh my goodness. Oh my. Oh my, 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 my. I'm going to try to get permission to put it on our podcast so everybody can hear it. Because y'all know me. I've already ripped it off the video. I done pulled the video off of Facebook, ripped the audio out of it, and I have it on my phone. So I've been listening to it. So I can put it on podcast. I just got to get permission to do that. Which I don't think it'll be a problem with them having it on Facebook, because it's already public domain on Facebook. But I want to still ask, so I'm going to text Brother Tracy and or Wendy or one of those and see if they'll don't care. So we'll try to get that done by next week. So y'all be looking for it if they let me. I'll let everybody know Sunday that, you know. Yeah, he'll be here in 2 weeks. You need to crank this up and listen to it and be ready. Oh my goodness, y'all need to, this is just like crazy good. Some of the miracles that's going on. Eyeballs completely renewed. Now y'all heard that story, right? The little boy shot his eyeball out with a paintball gun. The paintball was stuck. Now I played paintball for years, and them things hurt. And he was looking down the barrel, hit him in the eye, blew his eyeball out, gone. I mean, they said he ripped the cornea, and he said he would never see, and probably might not save the eye at all. Well, they couldn't do anything because of all the paint and the blood, so they patched it up, said be back in 48 hours. They prayed for the little boy. He goes back to the doctor. They peel the patch off, and the doctor goes, whoa! And the boy's got a brand new eye.
Come on, Jesus.
That's my Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
That's my Jesus. That's what I know he can do. Yes. He can get you out of wheelchairs and put you a brand new eye in, a new liver, kidney, take cancer out, that name. Whew, goodness, I preached on the name last week at work, and goodness, the name of Jesus. So we got a special offering. I took a tangent, so we'll... You need to watch it. If you got Facebook, get on Facebook. Go to Harvest International. Watch it. It's phenomenal. Prayer request sheets are going around. I've seen them. There's one up here on the front row if anybody needs one on that side. I've seen it going around over here. Don't forget to get the prayer sheet. Got prayer sheets going around. Anybody got a praise report? All right, go ahead, brother. Yay. Wow. Praise God. That's good that you've been spared, because people are crazy out there. People drive crazy. I try not to be one of those that drive crazy. I don't drive fast, do I? Not fast at all. I drive the speed limit. Okay, a little less than the speed limit. But I do. I'm going to have to give her some money when this is over. So I do a little less than the speed limit. So any other, you had a praise. Amen. All the Mooneyham bunch is safe, praise God. That's church folks. So I was praising God for that. I had no clue it happened until I got to work that next morning. So... Yeah, our prayer list, prayer chain, yeah. Oh, praise God. That's what I like to hear. Amen. That's good. Praise God. Any others? Yes, ma'am. You got it. Amen. Praise God. You got to claim it. God's healing is in the atonement. What he done and on the cross. When he said it was finished, and we accepted that finished work of Christ as Savior, it's done. Healing, everything is in the atonement. By his stripes you were healed, right? The blood covers it. There's so much, and Pastor's been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, so it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm glad you're healed. But everybody's healed in here. Sometimes our body just don't know it. Amen? One thing that Pastor Tracy said, it really stuck to me this week, listening to it, was that we got to get a hold of that. My body is not me. My spirit man is me. I am a spirit. I live in a body that just houses me. You know? And then my soul is my emotions, my will, my emotions, and all that. So once I get a hold of that, my body is not me. My spirit man is me. My body has to follow what I say and what I tell it to do. So if we get a hold of that we have the authority over our bodies that Jesus done when he died on the cross, when we accepted that sozo, that salvation that encompasses everything, then we're healed. We can receive our healing, and we can command it to come, and we can cast that demon of infirmity out. Fear is a spirit. Sickness is a spirit of infirmity. It's a demonic presence. And once we get a hold of that we have the authority over the demonic presence, we can cast it out and go on with it. This is easy. It should be. We got to get a hold of it. It's not that we don't have faith, it's we just don't have, we have doubt. That's just one of the big things. We have faith, but that doubt is there too. But praise God, we can get that doubt out. Any other praise reports? I'm going to have to hush. Woo! Happy anniversary. Anyway, we got another praise report over here. I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to slide it over for now. Amen. I'm so proud of it. It's horrible. We need to be praying for Nashville, and we will tonight. We'll pray for those that lost loved ones and stuff. So it's sad. Sad situation. Any others? Bill. Praise God. See, that's a miracle. Miracles are happening for us every day. We got to walk in them. Man, that's awesome! Praise God! I love it. I love Jesus, and just being a part of the body of Christ is exciting. Any others? All right, I think we got some praise music up. This is my soul.
This is a brief history of B&H, everyone's favorite photo and video store. The year was 1973. The Mets went to the World Series.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
How we need to fight our battles is praising God. Tonight I want to talk about being in a war. That's what we're in, guys. We're in a war. We're in a war. We're in a battle. What are we in a battle for? We're in a battle for souls. We're in a battle for our soul. We're in a battle for the spirits of those that are lost. We're in a battle for those that are sick. For those that need deliverances. Those that need salvation. Those that need a healing touch. Those that need a miracle in their life. We're fighting for them, right? Listen to what the Word of God says. 2 Timothy. If we can bring it up on the screen. Let's do King James, because I'm in the New King James. But, well, that's what I got. So, I mean, I do have a King James Bible, but it's just not with me. So if you could get 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. We'll start with verse 1, and we'll go down for a little while. I've got, well, I mean, all the time, I'm not going to rush Holy Spirit, amen. But I still want to get us out of here in a timely manner. But tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and start reading. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. If you look the word soldier up, the definition, I mean, I was a soldier in the army. But the definition, one of the definitions in the original Greek translation is warrior. I like that. So we're warriors for Christ, right? Yes. Come on, little one. Yes, right. You therefore, my son, he's talking to his son Timothy, Paul writing to Timothy. He said, be strong in the graces in Christ Jesus and the things that you have heard from me. So let's get what we're warring about. He said, the things that you've heard from me, which is the gospel, right? Among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men. Who, what else would it be telling them to do is commit the scriptures, tell them the truth of the gospel. You got to commit these to faithful men. So you got to teach people how to live in victory, right? You got to teach people how to walk in victory. So the battle is this. We got to tell people about the victory that's in Jesus. He said you need to commit these to faithful men who will then be able to teach others also. Did you get that? Timothy, you go teach them what I've taught you. But if I don't understand it, if I don't get a good grip of the gospel and what Jesus has really done, how can I commit it to other people to teach to other people? Because if you teach them wrong, by one little jot or tittle, then it's going to snowball. Yep. Right? Right? And then they'll get it wrong. Right. And then the people thereafter get it wrong. Right. It's just like what happened with, wasn't even planning on talking about this, but the Holy Spirit said, go this way. It's just what happened back in the early 1900s. How many here have heard that Paul was extremely sick through his whole ministry? Y'all have heard that, right? Okay, that was one guy that was a denominational guy that come up with this all on his own. If you'll read F.F. Bosworth, Christ the Healer, he talks about Paul's thorn in the flesh. Paul was not sick. Paul's thorn in the flesh was somebody. It was a demon-driven somebody that was hindering him. And God said he wasn't removing it because it would keep him, you know, grounded. Even though this person was driving him crazy, if you'll go back and look at what thorn in the flesh was in the original Hebrew back in the Old Testament, it tells us that it was somebody. So Paul was not sick. So this snowballed, okay? This doctrine started in the early 1900s, and it has snowballed till now, where they say that only healing is just for certain people. You might get healed, you might not, right? I mean, this is what happened from this one man's weird doctrine. It snowballed all the way down to now, and people think a miracle of healing or a miracle of deliverance or any other kind of miracle is not for today. For some people believe that, or that you might get lucky or you might not if God heals you. See, when we commit something, commit these two faithful men, he said, what you heard from me, what you saw me do, how you've seen me live, how you've seen me act, and what I've taught you, go teach, and you teach it right. This is the warfare that we're in, is getting the gospel, getting the truth of the gospel to the world. So what's Satan wanting to do? He is wanting to stop the gospel. He don't want to. He wants to hinder it. He wants to stop the truth of the gospel, which is the word sozo, salvation, healed, delivered, set free, so forth, so on. He wants to stop that. Then he says, you commit those to faithful men. So we see in these verses that the truth of the gospel is what Satan is wanting to stop. And if he can, and he realized he couldn't stop it, but he can transition it away from the truth. Then this was what, this is what's happened in the Christianity world today, to the point that the church has no power. The church is powerless because they might have a miracle, they might not. Now, I was a denominational pastor, but I still believed in the power of God, that He could heal. And I didn't understand why I was filled with the Holy Ghost too. So it was really weird being filled with the Holy Ghost and a Baptist pastor. But I didn't know what I had. I didn't understand it all, but I knew that God healed. I did. And we saw people healed. Georgie, I'll never forget her. I don't even know if she's still living or not. She couldn't swallow one day. And she come up, man, and I believed in laying hands on and not with oil. I did. So I laid hands on her, prayed for her, anointed the oil, and commanded her to be healed. I understood enough about the Bible to do that. She left, went and ate a steak. Couldn't swallow. Why? Because I was operating in what I knew, right? I didn't know the full thing, but I was operating in what I knew. But I still had that little bit of doctrine in me that Paul was sick. I always heard that. Paul had something wrong with it. Why didn't God heal Paul? If he wants to heal everybody, why didn't it? And then I understand. But see, if I would have, and I did, I committed those things to men, and it trickled down. I taught them wrong. But praise God for forgiveness. Amen. When I didn't know better. I understood salvation. Man, I had salvation. Man, I had my helmet on. I knew my helmet was on. Now, I might have to get saved about once a month, but my helmet was on, right? Come on now, I'm sorry. I'm going to cut that one from the podcast. At least I can do that. But it's the truth. So for us to be in a battle, because that's what we're in, for us to storm hell every day, we got to know the truth. Right? Then what did he say? You must therefore endure hardness, hardships. Now that's not talking about sickness, by the way. If you look up the word hardships, it's talking about what Paul went through. It's talking about what missionaries go through when they're in the mission field. It's talking about things like that. Paul was shipwrecked and whipped and beaten and snake bit, and what, Paul survived it all, right? And still preached the gospel. Got put in the middle of prison and whipped and beaten and bloody and still praising God. And got a whole prison saved. Why? Because he knew who he was. Yeah. He knew exactly what he had to do. And he told Timothy, you are a good soldier. You're a warrior. You got to commit this to faithful men. You got to know the truth, though. And we do. We may have been in the kiddie pool, but at least we've been in the pool. Amen?
Yeah.
We're coming out of it. We're coming out of it. And I'm steady getting rid of this crazy doctrines that was in the church I was in. So we see, the main thing is we got to give revelation knowledge to people. But there's going to be a battle fought to stop revelation knowledge. There's going to be a battle fought for us committing it to men. See, I got to know it well enough to teach you. Then you got to know it well enough to teach somebody else. And we got to know it well enough that we, and y'all do, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying this is a battle. So let's go on just a little bit. Verse 3, he says you got to endure hardships. In other words, do what it takes to reach them. Right? Do what it takes to get this gospel out. If it hurts your pocketbook a little, hey, let it hurt. We're partners with Tracy, and sometimes it's that speed to seed. We just got to go walk in faith, and it's got to go. Hey, groceries will come last. Amen? I mean, that's the way we were to start with. We didn't even know where $100 was going to come from. Oh, my goodness. But to produce revelation knowledge, to get it out, we knew we had to do it. And the first time it came, the money came, and then the money came again, and then the money came again, and the money came again, and it kept on coming. And I got raises and promotions, and it just, and why? Because of the revelation knowledge that we were sowing into. Because we're warriors. A warrior, though, verse 4 tells us we got to keep ourselves clean. I'm not going to talk about keeping ourselves clean because you know, this is a Wednesday night crowd. You know that you're supposed to stay away from sin, right? So I'm not going to talk about it. But he does say no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. It's more than just sin. It's the stupidity of life. You know, there's some crazy stuff goes on, right? And we get tangled all up in it, and we forget what we're doing. When we ought to be mission-minded. We ought to be mission-minded. See, we're warriors. We ought to storm hell every day for somebody. We ought to storm hell every day to get this gospel out. Every day. Every day. That'll be one person you talk to every day. Let me tell you how good Jesus is. Yeah. Every day. See, we're warriors for Christ. If we're not battling to get to somebody, then we're not doing anything. We're just sitting back and letting everybody else do the work. Am I right? Say, oh me, or oh my, or praise the Lord, one of the three, right? Because, I mean, we have got to battle. But guess what? We're not battling without help. This is how I fight my battles. I'm surrounded by angels. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear Him and what? Somebody tell me the rest of the verse. Delivers them, right? Yes. Psalms 34. Woo, man, I'm telling you. The angel of the Lord encamps around us. We have angels. There's angels up here with me right now. I can send them out. Go heal somebody. I'm serious. Whatever you command an angel to do, he has to do. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed. Whatever you bind shall be bound. You bind and loose. And it's a little different in other translations, but we're not going to cover that. Therefore, verse 10, endure all things for the sake of the elect, that also may obtain the salvation. For what? That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. If we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. I'm not going to deny Him. Amen. He says, so you got to endure as a soldier. You got to be a warrior. Any other? You remember the military. You remember basic training? We had to endure basic training, right? That's enduring. But it's nothing like fighting the battle for Jesus. See, I got help. There, I had a drill sergeant, and he didn't like anybody. And he would cuss you to your face and make you get on the ground and do all kind of push-ups and sit-ups. And mountain climbers. Oh my goodness. I won't even talk about those. But we're warriors. Second thing I want to talk about is not only we're warriors, but we're warriors already with the victory. Right? We're already going to win. We're going to win.
Yep.
See, you got to understand that you fight your battles from a place of victory.
Yes.
See, you got to fight from victory. Knowing we already have the victory won, I am fighting my battles. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, right? 1 John 5:4. Love that verse. This is the victory. So he's talking to us, right? So we're warring, we're battling from a place of already winning. To me, that's a, hey, devil, you got to go. You got to get. What's that word, Bill? What do you tell him? No. No. Why? Because we have the name of Jesus. We have that place of victory we already won. We can praise to get the victory. We can shout to get the victory. But the Bible says there's victory in the what? Shout. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with a voice of triumph. See, that's what we got to do. We got to get to the point that we're fighting from a place of victory. The place that I'm already winning. The place that the devil can't get to me. He can come against me. I can endure hardness. As a warrior, I can have to get up and go to the mall and go shopping. And buddy, that's enduring for me because I don't like shopping. But while I'm there, that's a battlefield,
amen.
Right? There's people there that need Jesus. How many people you see going down the mall with a broke arm or a hurt foot? Why not stop them and pray for them? What's it going to matter? Well, what if they don't get healed? Well, what if they do? Right? Todd White, if you hadn't ever listened to him, look him up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Crazy haired,
yeah.
Wear toe shoes. He's one of the coolest people ever. I love to hear him preach. Said he prayed for 1,000 people before he saw one healed. 1,000. You don't have to do that because you know you have the victory. Because you know healing's real. See, he was learning. You've already learned this, right? So step out. The warrior has his battle armor on. The warrior has his sword out and is ready to fight. The warrior is always prepared to win.
Right.
You never go to war thinking you're going to lose. And we don't lose. We go to war knowing we're winning. Knowing that I've got help with me. What happened when the young man was with Elisha? Elisha's like, it's all right. It's all good. Don't get all nervous. They're surrounded by the Syrian army. It's all good. Can you imagine? Two people. A man, a prophet, and his helper. But who was with him? The Lord, right? He said, Lord, show him. Just open his eyes so that he can see. And the place was filled with angels. What happened to the Syrian army? They lost. We don't even have to preach that, right? They killed each other. Why? That's right, because Jesus was helping them, right? They had angels on their side. Man, she could have preached this, I'm telling you. She's preaching it better than I am. Because he already knew he was in a place of victory. See, when you're warring for Christ, you're already winning. You've already got the victory. You just got to step out on the battlefield and do it. You got to be ready to do it. You got to be willing, number one. God, who is in my path today? How many people have we seen at work healed? I don't even know now. I just walk by people. Pastor, pray for me. That's what they call me at work, pastor. I am their work pastor. and I'll just barrel through the plant just to see who I can pray for sometimes. I won't talk long because they're kind of strict on talking, which they should be. This is a workplace. It's not a, you know, playtime place. But I did tell them, if I'm going to pray for somebody, I'm going to pray for them. You know, get rid of me or whatever you got to do. But if somebody needs prayer, I'm going to stop and pray. I might not pray long. It may be 20 seconds. Had a guy recently, his back got completely healed. He was walking like this. Anybody ever had a hurt back? Pulled a back muscle Saturday. Don't look like it now, do I? Praise God. I got out of bed. I thought I was going to scream. I was hurting so bad. Went to work. No. The whole time, no, Satan. No. No, you're not. No, I'm healed already. I'm already healed. I'm healed. I was healed when Jesus died on the cross. My body was healed. And, well, I'm doing good now. Why? Because I fought that battle. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it may take a month or two. But you got to fight the whole time. You got to fight the whole time. You can't just stop. So I walked by this guy's all humped over. And somebody told me, said, hey, Pastor, you need to go pray for him. And I looked over and he was in some pain. I felt sorry for him. One, we got to have compassion. If you don't care about people, then you ain't going to pray for nobody. Sorry, that's just a tangent. There you go. So I see him, and I go over there and said, let me pray for you back. He kind of looked at me funny. Okay. So I put my hand on his back. 10-second prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I command this back to be healed. And, man, it got hot quick. The fire of God hit him. He's like, I said, I'll be back in a little bit. Barreled off. 10 seconds. 2 hours later, I come out there, and he's bent over, putting stuff on. He gets up. Pastor, you're not going to believe what happened. He's screaming it across the place. I'm healed. Of course you are. When I prayed, I expected him to be healed, but not everybody does sometimes. I don't know why. But everybody should be. If Jesus was doing the praying, they would be healed, right? And if I'm there, and I believe that Jesus is in me, well, Jesus is there. Sometimes my unbelief gets in the way. But that's where I've got to fight my battles. That's where we got to press on in. Don't know why I prayed for another lady, her knee. She's like, feels a little better. Well, let me pray again. I prayed again, nothing. About 3 weeks of it. And then I said, I'm still praying for you. I'd walk by and I'd see her. How's your knee? Doing better? Still praying. Believing. Still praying. She went to the doctor. Doctor couldn't do nothing for her. Now she's better. Took a month. A month of praying. Instead of instantly, it was progressive. And that happens too. Jesus even had a progressive prayer where when somebody was healed progressively. He prayed. He said, can you see now? He said, I see him in his trees. I'm going to have to hurry. I see him in his trees. He said, let me do it again. Whoa. If Jesus can pray twice, I can pray about 100 times. Amen. But we do it from a place of winning already. Let me see where I want to go from here. Live knowing you will always win. Even in death, you win. Right? Yeah. When you realize that even in death, I win, the fear of death eradicates. It goes. See, me and Sandy were talking about this. We believe there's only two types of fear in this life. Fear of death and fear of man. And it's rolled up in those two. Because you fear what men think about me. What are they going to say? That's not fear of death. You're not worried about them killing you. But then the other part is fear of death. You're scared of germs. You're scared of coronavirus. Or you're scared of the flu. You're scared of this. Why? It's not that you're scared of being sick. You're scared of the outcome of the sickness. But once we get a hold of And I'm still learning this. I'm still learning. Once we get a hold of that, I've already won. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? If I get a hold of that verse, Paul didn't care. Paul said, I'm going to go. Paul even said, I want to go, but Jesus said I couldn't because I got to stay for y'all. That's how much he wanted to go. Now, I paraphrased that verse a little bit, but that's what he meant. I want to go home. I'm ready to go. I've already been beat, whipped, shipwrecked, snake bit, put in prison, killed, brought back to life. I'm ready to go home. He said, but I need to stay for you. See, once we get to that point, Satan cannot stop you. Because he'll threaten you with death. Oh, so? I'm not going until I want to go. Right? I mean, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right.
If I say I'm ready to go, then God can let me go. But if I say I'm not going until I'm done, Satan can't stop it.
Right.
He cannot kill you. Guess who's got the keys to death and hell now?
Jesus.
And what happened when Jesus died on the cross? He That's right. He gave us the authority. See, when he took the keys of death and hell, he gave us the authority. Because he said, all power is given me in heaven and earth, right? All power. And then he told us, you shall receive power, dunamis, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Right.
So he transferred that power to us. So now that we can walk into victory, because we got to fight from this place of winning. You fight from a place of winning. So we got to fight. We got to contend for the souls of man. To getting the revelation knowledge to somebody else that can teach somebody else that can teach somebody else. And when you get a hold of this and they get a hold of this, that will fire will go out. And we will burn for Jesus. The fire, when I say go out, I mean go out like this, not burn out. Live knowing will always win. Live knowing that you have help. Holy Spirit is our help, right? There's three verses and I'm going to quit. It's 8 o'clock. But John 16:7. I want you to go there real quick. We're going to do this fast. I'm definitely in teaching mode tonight. John 16, verse 7. I got to find verse 7. There we go. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Jesus talking. Red letter, right? For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. See, people got to understand they're lost, right? You can't be want to be freed or found unless you know you're lost. Then he said, go ahead and go down to verse 8. Verse 8, yeah. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness. See, y'all need to have a conviction of you, every one of us ought to understand that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm as right as I'm ever going to be. They can't take my righteousness away. My righteousness is not a filthy rags anymore because Jesus made me right. And when Jesus makes me right, he does it right. Amen? He's going to convict the world of righteousness, of the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment, because judgment is coming for some people. There is a hell. We just don't hear about it very often anymore. The churches don't preach it anymore. But by George, we do. Hell's real. You don't want to go there. I don't want people to go there. That's why I got to get out and be a warrior for Christ. We got to get out and walk in this place of victory so that we can heal the sick. Sandy read it as part of her sermon Sunday night. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Right?
Right.
So you got to ask yourself this question, and I'm going to be ready to close. I got to ask myself this question. Are these signs following me?
Yes.
Yes, they are. In my name, I will cast out devils. Anybody cast the devil out lately? I hadn't lately, but I have cast several out. You'll be all right to tell the story. I don't know, you know names, Sandy, about the little girl. I'm not going to tell any names. This little girl, we were young in knowing what we are now. When I say young, very young. We had this family come over, and they had some foster kids. Me and Sandy are sitting in our living room. So I'm sitting beside her. And this kid's 8, 9, maybe, was demon-possessed. No question in my mind. Because she looked at us, and Sandy looked at her, and I looked at her. And of course, I looked when the little girl, Sandy looked at her, like, just kind of looked at her, and the demon in her freaked. She hit all fours, backed up, and went to hissing. Manifested right there in our living room. We didn't know what to do. What would y'all do? Honestly. Pray for him. Yeah? The foster parents were not happy. We didn't want to do that. I mean, they had already talked about that she wasn't demon-possessed, but somebody else had told her that she was. But when that demon got in our house, it freaked. Why? Because the bloodline was there. Didn't know what to do. It backed up and went to hissing. It got away far as away as it could from us, up against the wall. Because of the Jesus in us. We didn't really know what to do because we knew the parents well, or the foster parents well. It's just now, they'd have just been mad at me. Because, or been happy that we done it. One of the two. But that they were not living a Christian life and so forth and so on. But we had another demon manifest, and well, we cast it out. You know, you do what you got to do. Folks, it's time. America's fixing to see it. Where you're in Walmart and a demon's going to manifest. What you going to do then? You going to freak out, or you going to cast that sucker out? There you go. Man, I'm just going to take her home with me. We never would know it. We got 6 grandbabies at the house. We never would know we had 7 there. Cast it out. Why? Because you have the authority to. See, because we already have the victory over that demon. We already have the victory. We're winning. We already have the victory. We're winning. You fight knowing you will win. You fight your warriors. Say this with me. I'm a warrior for Christ. I fight from a place of victory. Now let's go fight. Let's storm hell every day.
Yes.
Let's storm hell every day for our Savior. Why? Because we're His hands and feet on this earth, right? We are. Jesus is not here, but we are. Jesus is in us, and we can just take Him. That's right. He is in our heart. Wall to wall, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit is your helper. And He will help you if you'll let Him. I'm telling you, God is good. You fight from a place of victory. We fight from a place of victory. This is how I fight my battles. How do we fight them? We fight them from a place of victory. Amen. Jesus is our victory, isn't He? She can preach for me. Praise God, everybody. Amen. I tell you what, are y'all ready to go out and storm hell now?
Yes.
I believe we could go fight the devil with a wet noodle now and beat him, right? We could. Why? Because we already won. The victory is already ours. He can't stop it. He can hinder the gospel, but He can't stop it. He can pervert it with the right people, but He can't stop it. That's like the example I said. They perverted the truth of the gospel. And it just snowballed. And doctrines have been created because of it. Let's tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. I'm one of those tongue talkers. I'm serious. How many Pentecostals you know that don't tell anybody that they believe in speaking in tongues? I do too. They're embarrassed. Right? I'll slap it on Facebook. How many believe in speaking in tongues? I do. I don't care.
You don't like me? So that's tough. I don't care. Get over it. I'm going to walk into victory. I'm going to walk in what I know the power is real. Hey, if you're having miracles at work, then we'll talk. Right? When you see people healed at work, it gets a new heart. Come on. We'll talk. But until then, you better shut up. Because I'm so what we do is working. What we do is working, right? We just got to get it to work every time, all day, every day. And when, once we do, once we learn that we fight from a place of victory, it'll start working. It'll start working for you every day. No more. No more playing church. This is for real. It's time to step it up. Time to step up our gospel getting out. Amen. And when I say, I'm not talking about going knocking on doors. I'm talking about just being the church where you're at. That's at the mall. That's at Walmart. I don't know how many people we've prayed for in Walmart. Just, you go in Walmart and you come out 45 minutes later because you only went in for one thing and pray for 10 people. That's the way it ought to be. We're too busy for people right now. See, that's the problem with the church is we're too busy. We don't have compassion. But we do because we live in from a place of victory. Praise God. Amen. We'll close in a word of prayer. Prayer requests. Thank you. We got to pray with them. Pray over them, don't we? It was on my to-do list. All right. We definitely got the A-team coming up here. All right, put your hand on that right there. All right. Here comes some more. Get up in here. You're supposed to get up here and help. All right. Praise God. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, every name on this list,
yes.
Father God, whether they need healings, deliverances, set free, pain removed, whatever they need, Father God, if they're hurting, God, we pray right now that they'll be comforted. If they need a healing, they'll be healed. If they need set free, they're set free right now. If they need saved, they're saved. Father God, we loose angels on every one of these situations right now. Angels, go and deliver. Go and heal. Go and set free. Father God, these people that have are in Nashville right now that have lost everything, Father God. God, comfort them. Give them peace. The ones that's lost whole family members, Father. Whole family's gone. Father God, restore them. But just God, just move on their lives right now. Give them peace. Give them comfort. God, and make the recovery of Nashville fast and it be better than it ever was. Father God, and they would know that you are there, that you're the reason that they have the victory. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we release our faith right now. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all. Y'all are.